he won't know who I am. He won't know. I'm remaining anonymous.
Well, all right.
But the question I want to ask you is, what should I do? Should I lie? Should I tell him? I don't know what to do. I'm really confused.
How old are you?
26.
How did this happen? You?
I don't know. It just did.
Who is this guy? A friend from the office?
Yeah, basically.
It's always a friend from the office, and you've always been eyeing him hungrily. And when he said, "Hey, what do you say? What the hell? We get off work, we have a couple of drinks." You figure, well, a couple of drinks, that ain't cheating.
Exactly.
I mean, it's okay to have lunch with somebody, right? Next thing.
That's exactly what happened. And
Where did you go after the drinks?
His apartment.
How'd you? Because you started smooching heavily there in the parking lot after the drinks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he said, "Let's go to my place."
Yeah.
When lunch becomes a munch.
Well, what should I do?
Well, what all happened? Was there a...
Everything happened.
That happened?
Yeah.
You sound pretty broken up over it, didn't you?
Well, I'm just trying to find out what I should do.
Was your face burying?
Yes.
Oh.
Everything.
Everything. He feasted on his. Was there a little... Then he could go for the big...
Yeah, a little bit of that.
The trifecta? My God! Listen to the crowd.
So tell me what I should do. Should I tell my boyfriend or should I make up a lie?
Do you live with your boyfriend?
No. No, but I blew him off last night.
Just so you could be out with this guy?
Yeah.
Well, I think, little miss, that maybe you and your boyfriend have come to the end of your road. Was
yeah.
it last night was spectacular? You're walking funny. You said so. It sounds like you had a really enthusiastic romp, eh?
Yeah, yeah. So should I just?
I think what you ought to do is call your boyfriend and meet him somewhere and say, "Brad, I have to be honest with you. I'd like to start seeing other people."
Uh huh.
And I think you should see other people too. You know, I'll always love you. There'll always be a corner in my heart that only Brad can occupy. But I feel it's time that I explored other options, and I just wanted you to know that. It hurts me to do this, but it would hurt me more if we went on living a lie. So, Brad, run. Run like the wind. And let me know how you're doing, and I'll call you from time to time.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot.
He may cry.
Yeah.
But have you had already chinks in the armor of your relationship?
Yeah. No, actually, no.
Brad doesn't suspect a thing is wrong with the goings-on.
No.
So he will cry then. But you better do it, because obviously you're going to have a thing with this man.
Hopefully.
Right, you see that? It wasn't a one-shot deal.
Hopefully not.
It'll be time and time again, a veritable irrigation of specklery. Huh? Listen to you, giggling at the memory, smacking your lips, remembering the essence that was his. Your chin still rosy from the impact of two dads time and time again. Your ears still sore from how he held you. A rusty ring on the top of your head from his beard cap.
Hair for days everywhere. Yep.
So you walk into work. All right, you better tell your boyfriend that the relationship is
okay.
Done. Okay?
All right, well, thanks a lot.
Be gentle, but keep in mind there's no easy way to break someone's heart.
All right, well, thanks a lot, Grace. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Call me. Let me know how he reacts.